Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Zoe Vaughan, Mount Isa, Queensland.
The 21st of February started like any other day. I'm a governess out here in northwest Queensland. This means it was my job to look after two girls who get their education through School of the Air. We finished school early and true to form, Ella, age 4, begged me to go horse riding. Jane, age 7, wanted to ride her little two-wheeler motorbike. Out here, it's almost a necessity for kids to learn to use some kind of transport, whether it's to go mustering with mum and dad or to simply go to the mailbox kilometres away. I remind Jane not to go outside the house yard and if she needs me, to use the radio. These were the family rules. I wandered down to the horses with Ella and watched her practice her jumping. A little while later, I realised I couldn't hear Jane's motorbike. I looked up to the house, but I couldn't see her. I tried to contact her on the radio, and I will never forget what I heard. Screaming and sobbing. Then there was silence. Grabbing Ella, I rushed straight up to the house to discover Jane was nowhere to be seen, and the gate to the house yard wide open. I jumped in the ute and my head was swimming with thoughts. What if I'm too late? What if I'd noticed sooner? What if? What if?
What if?
Suddenly I was brought back to reality by more screaming. But this time it was Ella screaming that she could see Jane. There was an undeniable stench of burning flesh. The bike was crushing Jane's lower body and the red-hot exhaust was across her leg. I'm pleased to inform you that I made it to Jane in time for her to receive medical assistance, and she's now making a full recovery. However, it's been a long road. Jane underwent 3 skin grafts, and the wounds require endless, painful cleaning. But everyone knows how much worse it could have been. I spent time on my grandparents' property growing up, and I love the sense of freedom it gave me as a child, the freedom to ride horses and motorbikes and go out exploring all day. But with that freedom also comes danger. Every year there's thousands of accidents on rural properties, some of these fatal. Jane learnt the hard way why we have rules such as stay in the house yard. Please don't let any member of your family learn safety lessons the same way Jane did.
Haywire.